Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. How the hell are you? Hope you're doing great. I kind of have the hiccups right now, and it's not because I was like chugging martinis or, you know, I don't know, I'm excited about anything. I got a little air bubble. And here we are. Here we are. You know what I mean? 36 thriving and just doing the frickin' most. Hope you're having a beautiful week. It's the 1st of May. You know what I mean? May. It's gonna be May. Met Gala was Monday. I mean, when I say I would thrive on the red carpet, I would do it. I keep waiting for Anna Wintour to invite me. I have not gotten a phone call yet. And I just feel like I would bring the heat. I know exactly, you know, how to find my angles. I know how to talk to the paparazzi. I would have some dramatic cathedral veil. I would have a train, you know, maybe with the words that say like, bring back JNCOs. I would make a political statement. I don't know what it would be about, but probably the fact that I would like JNCOs to come back. And if you don't know what JNCOs are, then you didn't grow up in 2000, well, really like 97. Those were wide leg jeans that all the skater boys wore. And by skater boys, I mean, I knew like four of them. And their names were Chad, Trevor, Austin, and Tyler. And if one of them didn't try and finger you in high school at the prom, you weren't thriving. Anywho, I hope everybody's great. I've just had some interesting, y'all, there's so much to get into. Had a near-death experience at the Memphis airport, which we will absolutely break down. We're going to get into the hotline. As always, you can call into the Absolutely Not line, 800-213-7503. Had a real out-of-body kind of movie moment yesterday while leaving Trader Joe's that I want to talk about. So we're going to get into it. We're going to roll into it. But all I know is I sat from the comfort of my very comfortable couch in my home in Atlanta, Georgia, and I drank about a bottle of wine last night to myself and a pair of sweatpants, and I judged the shit out of celebrities with way more money than me and Anna Wintour and Speed Dial, and I just felt like I would really like an invite. And then you see some of the celebrities that do get invited, and you're like, what are you promoting? Why are you there? So all I am saying is I know that I could thrive in high fashion. High fashion doesn't really make my size. You know, it's really, they don't really like my people. But if I could get invited to one high fashion situation, I would crush. I look great with slick back hair. I look great in a bouffant, a, you know, French chinois. You can put my hair up, put my hair down, do minimal makeup, do full makeup. You could do whatever you want. And I would look like a fucking star. We could go avant-garde. Again, I could say a political statement on the backside of some sort of cape that says, you know, I don't know, let fat girls live. You know, lay off me, I'm starving. Whatever it is, whatever y'all want me to say, I can just put tiramisu, bitch, all over the back of a cape. And I would whip it around and I'd slap Gigi Hadid in the face with my cape and be like, sorry, didn't see you there. You know what I mean? I could just be super cunty. And I'm waiting for that opportunity. So if anybody could get this to anybody at Vogue, let them know I will bring the drama. I will bring the looks. I will bring essentially laughter also back to the red carpet. Whatever they want me to do, I'm down to do. I am down to be a puppet for the fashion industry. Okay, let's get into it. Had some awesome shows this past week. Fort Worth crushed it. What a fun time. Y'all, dude, when I say that I perform in the elements, I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. This is not an exaggeration. I know I'm getting a deep eye roll, but I'll tell you right now, when I was performing in Fort Worth, I was next to the cattle call, if you will. We roll up to this venue and it's at this like auditorium that's amongst a bigger coliseum of all these different essentially stockyards. Now in Fort Worth, they're known for their real stockyards where they have the cattle drive. This is the opposite of that. This is on the other side of town, but yet still where cattle are sold. So I pull up to the back entrance of this theater and I pass one, you could essentially call it a coop. It's not a coop. It's a giant cement building where they sell livestock. So I first pass the door that says ducks and chickens. Then I pass the ferrets and the rabbits building. Then I pass the mooing of the cows because there's a full cattle yard. And then I pass a cutie that looked like, oh shit, what was that? Not Morgan Wallen. Not him. Morgan Ramsey? Mason Ramsey, the Walmart yodeling kid. You remember him? That kid. Passed him, essentially his lookalike, his doppelganger, if you will, in the parking lot. And he was working on some lasso tricks. And so I asked him, I said, well, you know, what are you doing? And of course I rolled down the window. I go, hey buddy, can I get a video of you? And he said, yes, ma'am. He was at a lasso competition. And if that isn't the coolest thing you've ever heard, I don't know what is. So I want you to know, I'm pulling up to the back end of this theater and they are actively selling chickens, ducks, rabbits, ferrets, bunnies, livestock. And there's little kids yodeling for their fucking lives right around the corner. We roll into this theater. It is cement walls. I mean, it was probably used as a bunker back in the war. And I just was like, hell yeah. Let's dial it in. I put those stinky shit kickers on and I said, nobody remove the lid from the charcuterie tray because the flies back here will, you know, take off with a ham hock and a slice of salami before you can even say, I wanted to eat that. So it was wild. We were in the elements in Fort Worth, but damn it, if Fort Worth didn't come out and just what a great audience, a great time. I loved every minute of it. So then we're like, all right, we got to fly to Memphis. Now, before I preface this, let me preface this harrowing story of survival with the fact that I am not shitting on the city of Memphis. I love Memphis. I have spent tons of time there. We have a house about an hour south of Memphis in Oxford, Mississippi, my alma mater. So I grew up, you know, we were in college. If you wanted to get anything, if you wanted to go to a Target, if you wanted to hit, you know, you needed to get a dress for a formal, you had to get on 55, head north and hit the mean streets of Germantown, which is the fancy area in Memphis, Tennessee. So I spent plenty of time there. I have gone to, you know, I've crushed Beale Street in my day. I've been to the Rendezvous for barbecue. I've gone to Huey's for burgers. I've been to the birthplace of blues music and I respect the city. But we know, and listen, I don't throw stones at a glass house, okay? I live in Atlanta right now. There can be shady spots. My friends down in New Orleans, like everything post-pandemic's just gotten a lot bolder, brazen, and we know that the crime's a situation. I just never thought I would have been essentially in a shootout at the fucking airport. Now, what I'm about to tell you is true. I did have my eyes closed for about a solid 50 seconds, so I may have missed some details. This is the retelling of what I witnessed. So just buckle up. I want you to be buckled up. I want you to know that crime can happen anywhere. So you always got to have your head on a swivel. You know, you can't be too loosey-goosey anywhere these days because people are popping off. And it's just, this is a safety reminder. This is a safety reminder. If you're out and about, just know what the fuck's going on. You know what I mean? From websites and online stores to marketing tools and analytics, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform to build a beautiful online presence and run your business. I friggin' love, love, love Squarespace. I built my website with Squarespace. I run merch through Squarespace. All of it is so easy. And the reason I love Squarespace is because it's an all-in-one platform. You have e-commerce, video blocks. You can connect all your social media accounts. You own all your content, traffic overview. That's the number one thing. Hey, when's the best time of day for me to like put things on sale or to put new merch up? all of that's there. There are so many different elements and things that go on to making sure that you have a great online presence. And the back end can be so confusing, but not with Squarespace. They make it so easy, such a no-brainer on how to use other tools. Speaking of tools, they've got blogging tools, social sharing. You can collect donations through PayPal, Apple Pay, Stripe, Venmo, whatever you're trying to do, you can do it through there. You can do email campaigns, let people know about your product, exciting things that you have coming up. They have mailing lists, domains, e-commerce, mobile optimized websites, which is another great thing. Like some people just want their business to look really great on the phone because it's something they use on the go. It is so awesome. Also, I love, say maybe you have you're a spa or you need, you know, a nail gal and you need people to make appointments. They can do appointment scheduling as well. Listen, I love Squarespace. You'll love it too. Head to squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that is squarespace.com/absolutely for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use offer code absolutely to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. No matter where I am, I know I can find a doctor on the road because of ZocDoc. Listen, if you've been stewing about a health problem that you have and you almost resort to texting your group chat to ask your friends and get a second opinion, stop right there. Download the ZocDoc app. Y'all, I have literally used this since this app came out on, you know, the damn phone. You go to ZocDoc, okay? You download the app. And then essentially what you do is say you need a dermatologist or you need a cardiologist or you need a damn urologist, ophthalmologist, some kind of ologist. You just type in your insurance, where you're located. And then the doctors that are peer-reviewed, client-reviewed, patient-reviewed pop up. You can find who's local to you, who has open available appointments. This is the best part about it. There's nothing more annoying than you get 8 suggestions for doctors from your friends. You call, you can never get anybody on the phone. The nurses never call you back. And then you're like, I don't know how to make an appointment. On ZocDoc, through the app, you can literally make sure they take your insurance, see reviews about them, and book directly on the app. It does not get easier and better than that. Y'all, I love ZocDoc. It is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them and treat almost every condition under the sun. Again, work smarter, not harder. Go to ZocDoc.com/absolutely and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/absolutely. Again, that's ZocDoc.com/absolutely. Now back to the podcast. So let me paint the picture. Christina, Chris, Raymond, and I fly into Memphis from Fort Worth. My mom is scheduled to come in about 30 minutes after us. We go and we secure the rental car. We get in this nice Expedition and we load all the merch and the luggage in the Expedition. And then we pull around to the lower level of the Memphis airport. Now that's the arrivals, right? So we're at the very first door at arrivals, right? So there's probably, you know, 10 cars in front of us. It's not busy. It's 3 p.m. on a Friday. It's very chill. I don't know why, but it's very chill at the Memphis airport. Also, they just did a great remodel. Shout out to the architect who redid the Memphis airport. It looks great. So we're sitting there. We got about 8 cars in front of us, all kind of scattered about. I'm in the driver's seat. Chris is in the front seat with me. Tina and Ray are in the back. We hadn't pulled up to that arrivals door for less than, I'd say, honestly, a minute. And then all of a sudden, I would say maybe 30 seconds later, I look up and Christina kind of yells and she says, "What's going on? What is that?" Y'all, it was like, you know, when they say your life flashes before your eyes, I'm not even trying to be dramatic about this, but this is what happened. All of a sudden, we see this like kind of beat up, I believe it was a Nissan Altima, right? And all of these police are standing in front of it. And this is probably 150 yards in front of us. And I'm not great with spatial awareness. I actually don't know how far that is. It's more than half of a football field, right? I mean, you know, probably like 6 cars ahead of us on the left-hand side. So we're on the right-hand side by the arrivals. This person's on the left-hand side. All of a sudden, we see a bunch of cops jumping out of the way and we hear a pop. Of course, I'm like, this is a gun just went off. We hit the deck. We are in the car in this big Expedition. And this Nissan Altima that is having an altercation with the police starts reversing with all the doors open, reversing, going about, you know, 50 miles an hour as fast as they can with all the doors open backwards. Hits another car, I believe, or the sidewalk. At this point, my face is down. Skeets by us. I'm like, this car's going to run right into us. I mean, this was straight up Grand Theft fucking Auto, dude. All right. So we hear, skirt. Well, first we hear pop, skirt. And this guy is taking off. He gets around the curb. Okay. So he gets around. He passes us. He gets around the curb. And I'm thinking we're about to be hit at any moment. Gets around the bend. And all of a sudden, we just see the cops take off. So once the cops are out of like eyesight view, I say, guys, let's get inside. So I unlock the doors. We roll out. I mean, our hands are over our head in this car thinking this is it. We're about to be in a damn shootout. We roll out. We run into the arrivals. So we're now at the bottom arrivals area at the Memphis airport. And the gentleman that's in the car in front of us also runs in with us, right? Well, I'm like, did y'all hear that? Was that a gunshot? And the guy's like, that was definitely a gunshot. So we're all freaking the fuck out. Now, in the split second, ting, 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 it comes to my mind, my mom's about to walk out. And knowing Boston Robin, you know, she'll probably tell the perpetrator where to scram to. You know, if she were to walk out and she were to see some police action, she's not fighting for the law. We already know Robin Scrappy. She'd probably be like, run behind the bush. I'll tell him you went the other way. But I immediately think, I'm like, my asshole is clenched. I am immediately like, this is it. Robin's going to come out and they're not going to cease fire. We're going to have a situation on our hands. So I step into absolute protection mode. I run up the stairs and I didn't realize that unfortunately a cop had been hit by the car. They're okay. But two like medical people are running inside trying to get help. And I run up the stairs. Now no one has, there's like, five police officers that witness this, other people that work at the airport, and then it's like three cars full of people. It's not that many people. I run up the stairs and I'm trying to catch my mom as she's coming out of, you know, the secured area right into baggage claim. So I have calling her. She's not answering. I'm like, oh my God, she already went down the escalator. I can't get to her. So I'm calling her. This woman and this guy walk up to me. And I just want to just say this because I am so worried. I scared the shit out of these people. I am on the phone frantically trying to get my mom on the phone because I know her. She'll walk out in the middle of this and then we'll be on the 5 o'clock news. Something's going to happen. So I'm calling my mom. She finally answers. And I go, Mom, whatever you do, don't go outside. They're shooting. Don't go outside. This woman walks up to me. I guess can't hear me yelling. She goes, hey, girl, big fan. And I just turned to her in a fucking panic state. And I go, don't go outside. There's bodies everywhere. There weren't. No one was, I think, shot. They were trying to shoot at the car that was getting away. But in my mind, I'm like, hit the deck. Hit the deck. And I'm not laughing at crime. Somebody could have absolutely gotten hurt. And I know we have a much bigger safety situation on our hands. But either way, I yelled at this woman like I was Olivia Benson in the middle of an absolute moment. I've always thought I could pride myself on being able to handle emergency situations really well, being proactive, not reactive. I literally, this poor girl, I realize, has just come in upstairs. So she has no idea what's going on downstairs. And she's about to go through security. So I'm standing right next to like, you know, where you go through for TSA. And she's just tapping me on my shoulder. Hey, big fan. As she's about to go through TSA. And I scream at her, don't go outside. There's bodies everywhere. There were not. Okay. There was somebody who got hit by the car. They're okay. I believe so. I've checked the news update. But either way, we see this whole thing go down. So I'm screaming. I'm like, SVU. I grab my mom, okay, who comes out with the dinkiest little suitcase that says Amazon Basics across the top. She packed one sweater, two t-shirts, and we're lucky a loose thong, okay? And mom, the first thing she comes out, even though I'm like, whatever you do, don't go outside. Come find me and don't stay in one position. Robin, the first thing she says to me, even though she can see, like, this has just happened. In a matter of 60 seconds, I have run upstairs to try and catch my elderly mother from being in the crossfire at the Memphis frickin' airport. The first thing my mom says to me is, do you have a pair of socks? My feet are blistered to high heaven. Oh my God, my feet are fucking killing me. And I look at her. Okay, I've just possibly witnessed, we all just witnessed a crime. And I look at her and I go, why the fuck don't you wear socks with your sneakers? What is wrong with your generation? And another woman's walking by and it's like big fan. And I'm like, nobody go outside like a psycho. So we go downstairs. So Christina's calling me and she's like, the police are telling us to get back in our car. So I walk out. Now I'm on the other side. All right. So our car is now 150 yards behind. So now I'm coming out in front of the crime scene on the other side downstairs at Arrivals. People are going about their business, walking around. No big deal. There's police cars everywhere. There's an ambulance helping the poor soul that got hit. They're wrapping them up. They're okay. I mean, everyone's alive. We're okay. And I'm standing there with my mom, who literally has no idea that about a minute and a half ago, your girl was about to be in a shootout. And she's over here going, I swear to God, I have the worst blisters from these freaking sneakers. And I look at her and I said, I grabbed her by her frail, gentle shoulders. And I said, Mom, you are 75 years old. You bitch about the sore feet all the time. Why don't you wear those invisible socks? They're called Peds. They're just like those little socks. You don't have to see them. They don't, like, what is wrong with you? And so everybody is walking past us, not knowing that I was just in the heat of a fucking crossfire, thinking that I'm giving elder abuse, yelling at my mom. I was heated. So anyways, the police eventually comes over and they're able to move the car forward, but we have to stay there because we've just witnessed this whole thing. And we have to stay there. And then the police officer is eventually like, y'all can go. We have enough other people. Like, y'all go. Y'all go. You weren't hit. You weren't harmed. We got to keep the other person, I guess, whose car got hit. Just go. Like, it was chaos. They're like, we got to keep rolling. This is the Memphis airport. We deal with this all the time. So we're all like shaking in the car, like adrenaline rush. Meanwhile, Mom, so I want you to picture this. Now Raymond's in the driver's seat. Chris is in the front passenger seat. Tina, myself, and Robin are squished in the back seat. And Robin's just like, so where are we going to lunch? And we just go, Robin, enough. We're all about to have diarrhea because we thought we were about to be in the heat of the, you know, the storm. And Robin's over there like, oh, well, it's not my problem. And I just said, Mom, cork it. We're going to get you a sandwich backstage. So then we roll up to the Memphis Theater, adjacent to Beale Street, feeling just like frisky. And we go in the theater and it takes, you know, whenever you're in a high stress situation like that, it usually takes you a solid 20 minutes to cool down. Thank God there was a party platter of charcuterie and sandwiches, I believe from this cheese company called Gray, I believe. So I want you to know that you really sent those sandwiches at the right time. And once everybody's adrenaline came down, we were finally like, I'm fucking starving. So had we not had those sub sandwiches backstage, I don't think I could have done the show. But it was the wildest thing. So we show up to the theater. It's now 4:30. We've just witnessed this whole thing. We're coming down from the adrenaline rush. And Robin looks at me and she's like, well, can you at least give me a glass of wine? You're all assholes. And I just said, finally. And we needed that good laughter from my mom, who's just completely unhinged, had no problem. She's like, I'm from Boston. I see this shit all the time. What are you talking about? Please. Mafia. I've been to the crossfires with the Italians and the Irish mob. This is nothing. Leave me alone. Give me a glass of wine. Oh, please. Like, you would have never survived the 70s. And I'm just like, Mom, things are different. Okay. Everybody calm down. And we had a good hearty laugh. But then I had like this big adrenaline spike and then had to get the adrenaline going again to do a sold out show at the Memphis Orpheum, which was a fucking wild show. It was a wild show. So many of my sorority sisters were there, but I just came out and I was like, listen, Memphis, y'all just, you know, we got to tighten it up. You know, it's one thing if you see a crime, I don't know, out in the streets, right? Outside of a bar. I mean, shit, if shit's happening everywhere. So I don't want to sound like I'm making an ignorant statement right now, but stuff at the airport's pretty fucking brazen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that the airport's going to be a highly secured area. Anyways, I don't know what happened, but I knew that the man was at large. Hopefully they found the guy. Hopefully everybody's good. But either way, everyone in Memphis was like, what happened to you? I was like, just check the news. Check the news. The guy's loose. Check the news. You know what I'm snacking on? My favorite freaking popcorn in the game. It's Angie's Boom Chicka Pop popcorn that brings you a boom of bold, craveable flavor that you can enjoy anytime, on any occasion. Why do I love Angie's Boom Chicka Pop? Well, first of all, I love them for a multitude of reasons that it's friggin' delicious. I love the sweet and salty kettle corn flavor. I love the white cheddar popcorn and I love the sea salt. Oh my God. The sea salt is like the perfect amount of saltiness. The white cheddar though, also phenomenal. And if you want the sweet and salty, like you need a little kettle corn, it's only got 70 calories per cup. And I love that. I put it in a little cup. I'm munching. I'm feeling good. I'm just like in my zone doing the damn thing. And I know I've got a little healthy treat with me. And we love it. Also love Angie's Boom Chicka Pop because they put me in one of their first commercials. And you know, when we stand a business that comes back, a business that's loyal, we love it. Listen, I love to take my Angie's Boom Chicka Pop on the go with me. And they have great little travel size bags. Again, the white cheddar is so freaking delicious. It's unbelievable. You too can try Angie's Boom Chicka Pop for yourself by visiting www.boom, B-O-O-M, Chicka, C-H-I-C-K-A, pop.com. Again, that is boomchickapop.com. We love it. There's nothing about Angie's Boom Chicka Pop that you won't love. It's zero cholesterol per serving, vegan, kosher dairy, kosher friendly, no high fructose corn syrup, no artificial ingredients, and it's certified GMO, 100% whole grain popcorn, and certified gluten-free. Does not get better than that. Angie's Boom Chicka Pop. Boom, 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 chicka pop. It's golf. It's not golf. It's Top Golf. Listen, even if you're not a big golfer, Top Golf is so much freaking fun. And I'll tell you why. We went to Top Golf in Fort Worth and I was trying out some new golf clubs with my friend Dory, who is there all the time. And let me tell you what, Ray had went with me, Chris went with me, and they had never played golf before. These guys were having so much fun hitting balls, having a good time. And I mean, Top Golf has everything, right? They have the golf elements where they got clubs, balls, tees, turf, even that like ball picker upper cart thingy. But what they also have is phenomenal freaking food. And we were sitting on a heated patio because it was a chillier day. So we're under beautiful heaters. And I can genuinely say I had some of the best chicken tenders I think I've ever had in my life. And it was such a nice chill afternoon before the Fort Worth show. So I'm a big fan of Top Golf. I get to tinker around, hit some clubs, have some fun. You know what I mean? Work on my game. You know, I'm trying to get better so I can beat my husband in a round of golf. Meanwhile, other friends who maybe aren't big golfers are there enjoying the fabulous food, watching a game on the big screen TV and having a great time. They also have this cool thing going on called Half Price Tuesday, which is great. So, and I mean, listen, if you don't consider yourself a golfer, that's fine. At Top Golf, everyone can play. You can just hit balls or you can have a good time. And what was awesome is we did all this and it wasn't even Half Price Tuesday. So imagine if we went then that we all could have played twice as much if we wanted to on a Half Price Tuesday. You know, we love half freaking price. Half Price Tuesday promotion. All the full terms can be found at topgolf.com/Tuesday. But I love Top Golf. It's one of my favorite places. Again, it's golf. It's not golf. It's Top Golf. Pro tip, download the app and book ahead of time to come play around on Half Price Tuesday or any other day. Again, pro tip, download the app and book ahead of time to come play around on Half Price Tuesday or any day. Top Golf, we love it. So y'all don't realize that we are constantly, every city I go to, I'm, you know what I mean? I'm hiding behind a telephone booth like, we good? Can we go into this Chili's right now? We safe? What's happening? You know, and we're just in a bunch of different environments and it's just, you gotta, guys, this is just a safety reminder. You gotta know what's going on. Just don't be oblivious. Don't have our heads down on the phone. We gotta keep our eyes up, hearts open to the Lord, and put on that breastplate of righteousness. You know what I mean? Helmet of truth. Don't be a fool. Don't keep that head in the sand. Keep that head on a swivel. And you know what I'm talking about. All right. On to positive things. But I had a great week of shows. So much fun. Memphis really came out. Fort Worth came out. I'm so, so grateful to everybody who's been coming to the shows. I've never had so much fun. This tour is such a blast. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. Want to let you know I will be doing 3 shows this weekend. Dude, I'm going to Portland, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, and Vancouver, Canada this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Let all your friends in Canada know I'm coming. Let all your friends in Portland know I'm coming. I believe Seattle's almost sold out, maybe. So Seattle, we have a few tickets there left there. But get your tickets at heatherontour.com. What else is going on? Oh, because I was already had kind of my head on a swivel, I was at Trader Joe's. Dude, I got to have, after this big come down and all this shit, I did have a nice day of getting to do a few domestic bliss things the other day. And I went to Trader Joe's, but I had, you know, I've been on a little high alert, been a little awkward high alert since that altercation. And I'm at Trader Joe's, right? I haven't been to a Trader Joe's since Christmas. So I'm thriving. I'm high as a kite in a good way, like just so happy to rub my fingers, a little ASMR style, you know. I'm just ready to rub my fingers across all the new party dips that they have. Look at the frozen food section. I heard that they got new like kebabs that you can put in the freezer. Like, I'm very excited. I love the prepackaged shit. The Trader Joe's branded stuff is the fucking best. Okay. I don't have fun going shopping at the mall. I don't like going to buy clothes because if you're, you know, have the wingspan of an angel and the shoulders of just, I'd say, a cocaine hippo, I'm never able to buy anything off the rack. I got to take it to a tailor anyway. So while I support small business, I don't hit the mall anymore unless it's for makeup. You know what I mean? I love to hit a Sephora. Really and truly, though, I like an outdoor shopping mall because we don't get enough vitamin D. You know it. I know it. Anyways, so I don't enjoy doing regular shopping, but if you take me to a grocery store, I thrive. I love grocery store shopping. I don't know what it is. It's probably because food has been my only friend for most times in my life. You know, if I had a bad day, I could go to Whole Foods, get a cookie. If I was having a low moment, I could go to Trader Joe's, try some samples, hug a friend. You know what I mean? You know, I could hit an Aldi and just, I don't know, think about life. I've actually never been in an Aldi though. Here, it's probably great. I could go down to a Publix, get a pub sub, sit in the parking lot and cry to Olivia Rodrigo. There have always been moments in my life where food has brought me comfort, and going to a JCPenney's with my mom when I was 7 and a half and I was the largest kid in my class really was always kind of traumatic and triggering for me. So regardless, I'm in my happy place yesterday at Trader Joe's. I get in there and you know, I just told you I'm good in a panic situation, but I've always considered myself somebody really strong in an awkward situation. Like if you invite me to a funeral, I thrive. Funerals are awkward for a lot of people. If somebody's just died, somebody's sick, send me in. I'm great at like lowering my voice and having a gentle conversation with maybe a distraught aunt. You know, we loved Uncle Tony, and I am so glad that I got to meet him at the barbecue last summer. And you know what? You know what we need to do here today? Think about the good times. Think about the positive moments. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so good. Or if the energy's loud, I can be loud. I can be here. Uncle Tony, fucking A, doggy. I can match. This is why I would always been great at sales. The number one trick to sales is if somebody is talking in a gentle whisper, you come in with a gentle whisper. If somebody's high energy, you bring high energy. You match their energy. And that makes people feel comfortable and usually they buy your product. So anyways, I'm not saying that invite me to your uncle's funeral because I'm going to bamboozle. I'm just saying I'm good. You know, they hire people to DJs to start parties at a wedding or a bat mitzvah, whatever. I would have also thrived in that situation. I'm just good in awkward situations. However, so I'm at Trader Joe's, and I don't know if this young woman listens to my podcast, but if she does, this is also a PSA. I'm standing in front of the salad area, okay, in front of all the produce, and this woman turns around. She's 3 feet from me, and she says, hey, where's the basil? I think it's a genuine question, and I'm so thrilled somebody's asked me where the basil is, okay? I'm in my domestic goddess bliss moment, okay? High as a kite. I look at her, and I go, oh, sweetheart, I got you. It's right there by the avocado. They also have cherry tomatoes that are on sale right now that are freaking delicious, and they're authentic. They're from Italy. I looked at them. I got 10 bushels right now in my damn cart. You know what I mean? I'm high as a kite. I've never felt so excited to be trying some new cherry tomatoes that have been grown on Vesuvius soil, which is a volcanic ash, which makes them really nice and tart. Anyways, so then this woman clearly recognizes me and she gets really close. I'm talking really close. I'm talking so close, my pussy clenched. I didn't know what to do. I haven't had anybody that close to me that hasn't like actively kissed me in a while. And she goes, I know who you are. And I think she's going to kind of lean and say that and then back up again. I go, you got me, girl. I said, you know what it is? My one day off. Where am I, Trader Joe's? So I kind of lean back into her to be like, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? And then she just stayed there. She just stayed close. So I'm kind of trying to back up a little bit because I'm like the little bit's over, you know? I realize I'm sandwiched in between two shopping carts. There's a woman behind me. I'm trapped at Trader Joe's. So I didn't know what to do. And I just kept like, kind of like matrixing my back. You know what I mean? Like just kind of leaning back. I'm like, She's like, I've been to your shows. I'm like, hell yeah, girl. Thank you. I just didn't know what to do. And I know I caught out of the left side of my eye, this man staring at me, trying to literally like hinge into going into a back bridge in the middle of Trader Joe's because this woman was right next to my face. I just didn't know what to do. I panicked. And I tried to say something to be funny. And I literally said, my hand to God. I don't know why I said this. I think I said something like, The Catholic Church is crazy. Like, didn't even know what I said. I don't know what I was referring to there. Maybe some scandal with the Pope. I just literally say, yeah, the Catholic Church is wild, and just arched back until she, and she kind of like breezed past me, but it was lip to lip, tongue to tongue. And then the rest of my trip at Trader Joe's, I'm sweating going, was there sexual chemistry? I don't know what just happened. And then all of a sudden my tummy started rumbling and I was like, I got to get out of here. So I didn't really get to have the chill Trader Joe's experience that I wanted to. It was just awkward. I have not had that close of an interaction with somebody in a minute where I wasn't able to handle it. You know, I see my girlies out on the street, my man, hug you, give you a kiss on the cheek. How are you? I just wasn't expecting it. So the PSA, there's two PSAs. One, when you talk to somebody, give them a little breathing room. Two, let's be safe. You know what I mean? Keep an eye on each other. If someone yells, hit the deck, fucking hit it. You know what I mean? I'm not making light of any awkward situations, but I really have one of those moments where I was like, I've always been good in awkward situations. And that moment, I was arched. My back was bent over, arched over my shopping cart, and I had no idea what to do. And in a moment, while this woman is talking to me, dead ass in my eyes, I said to myself, Heather, you are panicking and you do not know how to get out of this. I didn't know how. She didn't know. We all saw Farmer's Dog's ad during the Super Bowl and it all made us shed like a million tears because it was so beautiful. And it was a great reminder of how much we love our dogs and how we only have them for a short amount of time. And that's why I have literally, you've seen me do the ads on Instagram, you've seen me do the ads here, but I truly give my pets that I love more than anything in the world. I would breastfeed those dogs if they could. They feel like they came out of my womb. I feed my dogs a Farmer's Dog. My sister feeds her dog, Farmer's Dog. We're all on the Farmer's Dog train. You want to know why I love it? Because it is real food. And my vet signed off on it. My vet was like, that's fantastic. Rigatoni has no allergies. He has no issues. He freaking loves it. Bronson's healthy as an ox. And then Macaroni, when she gets to her certain goal weight, when she gets to her puppy phase, the vet's like, put her on it. We love it. We love it because it is real food. Feed your dog the Farmer's Dog, right? It's real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. Also, here's the thing. I know one of my puppies can't have chicken. So I go on their website. I type in like how much they weigh, you know, if they have any allergies or such and such. And I know that Riggs doesn't like chicken. So they send me other things like lamb, pork, beef, and I can literally specify what my dogs like and they send it to me. So I love that there's personalization there. Also, it's pre-proportioned, right? So it's pre-portioned. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, conveniently delivered on your schedule. It's convenient and fresh. Another thing we love, dog people all across the country have ordered millions of meals from Farmer's Dog. It has never been easier to invest in your dog's health with fresh food. I love it. I swear by it. Farmer's Dog is stocked in our fridge. We love it. The dogs love it. So get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/absolutely. Plus you get free shipping. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/absolutely. Again, that's 50% off. That's an amazing deal. Just go to thefarmersdog.com/absolutely. And again, you get free shipping. Everything shipped directly to your house. You pop it in the freezer. Easy breezy. It is such a no-brainer. I love Farmer's Dog and my boys do too. So anyways, that's where I've been emotionally, physically recently. But after I left Trader Joe's, dude, I want to tell you these three steps that just, I had one of those moments where, you know, and I've told you this before, when you're on the road, you're go, go, go. And it's very hard to like take time to smell the roses. But this tour, I've tried to be actively really present and just be focused and enjoy every moment. And I'm having so much fun. And it's just such a blast. And I feel confident in who I am, especially as a performer. And I love my material. And I'm live, laugh, loving. So I leave Trader Joe's. I'm in my, you know, hot pink sweatsuit, that our wine suit that we made through Mr. Eatwell. And I go to the ATM and I take out like $200 cash because I'm like, I'm going to be on the road this weekend. I got to tip the valet. And I have not been in my car. And there's little things that when you're on the road, you really take for granted. And I just want us to have like a moment of like, life is crazy. Everything's fucking nuts. Let's take a moment and find joy and happiness in the little moments. So I'm driving around in the least Audi. You know what I mean? The least Audi. And I go and I get $200 cash out of the ATM. Now, I don't care how much money you make, how much money you don't make. There's no greater feeling than crisp, hundo'd bills, or you know what I mean? Some 20s in your hand, pulling up and it doesn't say decline. For so many years of my life, it was like, skirt, good luck to you. And my debit card would just be, sparks would be coming out of it, all right? I don't know if you know this, but when I first opened a bank account, I got a Susan G. Komen black card, black debit card that had the pink ribbon on it for breast cancer awareness. Now, I got it because technically like 10% of every purchase went to like breast cancer research, which was an absolute fucking bamboozlement. But I really got the card because it was a black card. First of all, it says debit in like huge letters on the card. But I got it because I was like, you know, I was living in New York at the time. I was like, maybe somebody's going to think, you know, I got a black card. No, not at all. So I've spent so many years of my life before anything picked up in my career just swiping this bad boy for Susan. You know, good old Susan G, Gucci gang, for my girl. And for the longest time, it would be overdraft in the red. You know, you have no funds. You better start sucking dick tonight if you want to go to Outback Steakhouse kind of vibes. So to be able to go, I just hit the Trader Joe's. I'm in the least Audi, new money bitch. I roll up, take 200 out because I'm like, I'm going places. And I played the song. I put on an old playlist. And if you haven't, you know, I'm a big fan of Robin. Now, you know, my mom's name is Robin, but if you don't know Robin, who sang, you know, so many bops, so many fucking bops. She was a big star when we were growing up. Show Me Love was her number one hit. But if you have not played the song, Call Your Girlfriend, that got really big, I feel like 2017. I get the cash. So I'm painting the picture. I'm in my white leased Audi. I get the cash. I put it in my pocket. The sun is shining. There's a cool breeze. I've got new snacks from Trader Joe's in the back. Okay. I almost kissed a woman. So I feel like there's tingles in my vagina that I'm trying to explore and figure out. And I hit that playlist and it starts, call your girlfriend. It's time we had the talk. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm off key right now. Give your reasons, right? And it's, cause you just met somebody new. Da, 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 da. And then it turns into the techno syntho beat, right? Da, 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 and now it speeds up and you're just jamming. And I'm literally have all the windows down. I'm cruising through suburbia. We got a new sandwich shop that just opened about 10 feet from Mi Casa. And I am just jamming. And I had this epiphany as the sun hit my sunglasses and I could feel the $200 sitting in my new little bag I got from Ann Taylor Loft. And I had this moment. I'm like, I'm alive. I almost just kissed a woman in the grocery store. I survived Memphis. And I had this beautiful aura that just surrounded me. It was almost like outer body. And I'm blasting this song by Robin, Call Your Girlfriend. And I'm singing it at the top of my lungs. And this lady, I pull up to a light and this lady honks her horn, gives me a thumbs up. I don't think she knew me. I just think she saw the joy that I was feeling. And I literally turned to her and I go, I got $200. And she was like, yeah, this like cool black chick who's bumping music in her car. She's also in a leased Audi. She and I look at each other like she had a black Audi. I had a white Audi. I was like, we got Audis. And it was just this moment. And I'm not making this up. This is not exaggerated. And I'm cruising. I put pedal to the metal. And I had this like glowing light around me that felt such a warm sense of like, I'm either about to die or this is what heaven feels like. And I realized I am never alone in my car, in my own thoughts. I'm always surrounded. I'm never just like by myself in the car with those moments. I miss a little bit of that commute of just being like jamming. And I had this epiphany. I was like, I am so blessed. I am traveling the world, traveling the country, meeting so many cool people. Every day is a new adventure. And I'm about to play Radio City and I'm about to announce all the new tour dates for the fall and we're shooting the second special. And I just had this like real attitude of gratitude moment. I really did. And I'm looking at this woman, I go, I got $200. And she's like, yeah. And I'm doing like the shocker, like, and I'm in suburbia Atlanta. Like nobody needs to see a white woman in a leased Audi doing the shocker out her window. You know it. I know it. Actually, maybe they do. You know, when I think about it, maybe they do. But either way, I got excited. And I knew that on my way, like I pull into my neighborhood and I'm waving at the neighbors, windows are down. I turn down the music a little bit so I don't get some sort of HOA complaint. And I know that I got a boondoggle kit. And if you don't know what boondoggles are, you need to look them up. They're these things that we used to make like keychains out of. Hold on, let me Google this real quick. I believe boondoggle. Yeah, boondoggle. It is a work or activity. As a noun, it's a work or activity that is wasteful or pointless, but gives the appearance of having value. Wait, as a verb, it's the waste of money or time on unnecessary or questionable projects. Okay, well, if you know what I'm talking about, there's a boondoggle as a project. Okay, it says that's considered a waste of time. But there were these things, we used to make these things called a boondoggle in elementary. And they were like keychains, and they were made out of this like plastic colorful rope. And used to like weave them together, like braid it together, and then like trade them with your friends. Anyways, I was high the other night, ordered like 3 kits on Amazon because I miss making them. I said, I need something to be a stress reliever and to bring down the edge when I'm traveling and I'm stressed at the airport, or, you know, I'm about to be on freaking America's Most Wanted and I'm screaming at my mom and I'm making sure everybody's safe and I'm losing my shit. I need a stress reliever. So I decided to start making boondoggles. So I'm driving in my neighborhood, waving at the neighbors. Somebody got a gorgeous golden doodle and I'm like, I love you, doodle. You know, I'm just feeling the light of the Lord. And I pull up to my driveway, see the Amazon delivery, and I know that's my boondoggle kit. And I got so excited. I said, I'm making neon boondoggles for all my friends. I'm going to pass them out at the shows. How cool would that be? You're on the second row and I just throw a boondoggle at you. And then every time you look down at your keys and you go for a joyride, listen to the hit song, Call Your Girlfriend, by one of my favorite artists named Robin, R-O-B-Y-N, not to be confused with my mom, who's a famous artist and paints under the pseudonym of The Red Contemporary. What a cool, magical experience for all of us. I don't know. It was out of body. I'm on a high right now. It just felt like I hadn't had one of those days where I had been to Trader Joe's, been kissed by a woman, then gone to the ATM, taken out a little cash, and just been driving with the sun hitting my sweet cheeks with the windows down, blasting one of my favorite hits, thinking, we did it. We made it. You know what I mean? Had a little bit of a nervous breakdown on Saturday. If I saw you at the Double Decker Art Festival, I was just exhausted. You know, touring really takes it out of me. And I was there from 7 to 7 with my mom at the art show. And I was saying hi to everybody. And I'm so grateful to everybody that came out and bought Robin's art. Again, cannot reiterate this enough. You should definitely buy older people's art because if they die anytime soon, it'll triple in price. Anyways, that was our sales technique. And Robin told that to everyone. And damn it if they didn't buy. But I felt bad. Like anybody I saw around like 4 or 5 o'clock on Saturday, I was running on 1 hour of sleep. I was completely delirious. So I cried the whole way home on Saturday. I was just tired. You know what I mean? When it just hits you and you're like, I just need to rest. So I didn't even get to go to the bars, have a good time, regardless. So I was kind of in an emotional weird spot where I was like, I'm doing too much. And then to just have that one peaceful afternoon where I had $200 in my pocket and I'm doing the shocker out of my leased Audi and I'm waving at people and I see a neighbor with the new doodle and I know I got boondoggles back at the house that I'm going to sit on the couch tonight and weave them and make little tchotchkes to give out at the show. Something just filled my heart. I said, I get to do this. I get to see all your faces. I have the best job in the world. And maybe it was like I finally came down from the emotional roller coaster of like the scary shit that happened at the airport. You know, sometimes it takes a couple days to like figure out what the fuck had just happened. But either way, I say all of this to remind y'all, if you got to go for a walk, if you got to put your feet in the grass for a little bit, if you got to go for a joyride and turn down the windows, I don't know if you like to listen to 3-6 Mafia, shout out to Memphis. I don't know if you like to listen to Brooks and Dunn. You know what I mean? Maybe you want to listen to a bop. Dude, you know who my favorite is? Also, shout out to Faith Hill, one of my favorite artists of all time. But Faith Hill has one of the best songs ever. Cause a Mississippi girl don't change her ways just cause everybody knows her name. Ain't big at it from a little bit of fame. Great song. I dare you to get in your car, leave the kids strapped on the back porch for an hour. You don't even need an hour. You need 15 minutes. put the windows down, get in the least Altima, whatever you're driving, turn on Mississippi Girl from Faith Hill. Even if you've never been to Mississippi, even if you don't know where that state is geographically, turn that on, let the windows roll down, let that wind whip on your hair, put the shocker outside of the window, and just hit an ATM and see what kind of cash you got. Because sometimes we got to remind ourselves to be present in the moment. Feel that wind, feel the sunshine, because we can get worked up all day long and all the minutiae of the bullshit we got to do. Maybe order a, maybe start knitting, maybe order a boondoggle kit. You know, technically Wikipedia says it's a waste of time, but you know what boondoggles are to me? A keepsake, a tchotchke from the heart. And every time you look down, that's what it is. I'm going to start making these keychains and giving them out. If I give you one at a show, every time you look down at your keys while you're on a little safe joy ride, having a nice lemon water or a crisp seltzer, non-alcoholic seltzer, because we don't promote drinking and driving. Maybe you got a little seltzer, crisp limoncello LaCroix. You know what I mean? And you look down at that keychain and you go, you know what? Heather wanted me to remind myself to feel the wind in my hair and the sun on my cheeks. And then you hit that Spotify, boop. And a Mississippi girl don't change her ways. Or it's call your girlfriend. Bam. One of those moments. And I want you to just ride, baby. Even if it's to CVS and back to get yelled at by a pharmacist who's like, we're out of your birth control. We don't have it. Do you even need it? Are people sleeping with you? You know, whatever, wherever you're going, whether you're going to a CVS that's verbally abusive or you're going down to, you know, Target to buy some new socks because your elderly mother's just screaming. I don't know what it is about ramen. She won't wear these little socks. And you know what socks I'm talking about? The no-show socks. She wears these slip-on sneakers that are very cute, but she, you know, I mean, this is a former bunion girl who's had surgeries on the piggies. She should know better. And I'm grabbing Robin. I go, Robin, plenty of people wear fucking socks on their feet. I don't know what you're talking about. And I lent her a pair of mine and she was like, this is the greatest invention I've ever seen. I'm like, Robin, you go to Target 6 times a day. What do you mean? You know about no-show socks. I said, what do you wear with boots? She goes, powder. And I said, are you insane? Yeah, I wear powder. I said, what do you mean powder? Now, I've worn a loafer before. You know what I mean? A slide-on loafer. You put a little baby powder, a little mega babe powder in there to keep your feet cool because you really can't. Wear a little, you know, a pantyhose slide on, if you will. But Robin is over here. She looks like a fucking elf every time she walks around. It looks like she just got cocaine in her boots. Because every time she takes a step, there's a little cloud poof of powder. I said, you better hope that shit's talc-free, bitch. Or your toes are going to be riddled with the asbestos. So anyways, I don't know who needs to hear this. But if you need to just roll down that window, put the shocker out and hit an ATM and listen to Faith Hill, Mississippi Girl, maybe you need to. Maybe you need to be the you today that you want to be tomorrow. All right, we're going to hit the hotline. I have time for like 2 voicemails, so let's get into it. As always, you can call the hotline, 800-213-7503.
Hey, Heather. My name is Margaret, or Maggie, as my friends call me. I just wanted to share an absolutely not with you. And I want to hear your opinion on it, especially given the fact that you spend a lot of time in Europe this summer. You saw how people in Europe live, how they, you know, take a lot of vacation time. My employer, a large healthcare system, is giving people, their employees, PTO if you donate part of your organs. That's right. You could donate part of your organs, you know, donate part of your lung, part of your liver, a kidney. You can't donate your heart and you'd be dead and they can't get anything out of you. And then you get certain PTO. What has this country come to where we have to give our literal body parts to get days off? Love and light.
Girl, this is insane. This is a great example of what I'm talking about. You know, I just want to go for a cruise. I just want to go for a cruise in my leased Audi and feel the wind in my hair. Meanwhile, in America, you need a couple extra vacation days to, I don't know, get your nails done, maybe get a routine dental cleaning. Hell, just go to the park with your kids and you got to give a kidney? Absolutely not. It's a great reminder. It's a great reminder to find joy in the small things, because if not, you won't have a kidney. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, in Europe, they just take off the month of August. They're just like, we're done, bye. You know what I mean? It's all about a work-life balance. Now, granted, you know, they do tax you at like 60%, and, you know, a couple economies over there are not doing great. Regardless, though, we're in the rat race. I'm in it. I don't have a day off until after Radio City, and that's okay, because I can't complain. I'm living my dream. But there are days. That's why I think I felt such unbridled joy being in my car for 30 minutes. You know, it's a double-edged sword. You never want to complain. You never want to sound like you're ungrateful. But you also got to find the balance of saying, hey, I don't want to lose a limb just to get 3 days off to go to Myrtle Beach. You know, how did we get here? I can't believe your company said, if you donate an organ, you get extra PTO. That's what's fucked up. That is dark. That is so, it's so fucking dark. Oh my God. I mean, what organs can you donate where you're still alive? Well, I'm going to do this. What organs can you donate while alive? Here we go. Let's see. Kidneys are the organs that are most frequently needed, followed by livers. Both of these organs can be donated by living donors to save someone's life. Now, okay, by registering to become an organ donor, you have the option to donate organs such as your heart, you're obviously dead, lungs, liver, kidneys, pancreas, and small bowel. Nobody wants any of those things from me. Nobody wants my small bowel. It is city over here. You know what I mean? You don't want my large bowel, or definitely not the small, because the small to me is the filter from the large. That means that's the most high pressure situation. You know what I mean? It's like a pressure hose. Nobody wants my small bowel. Liver, absolutely not. I've been partying like a rock star. Lungs, they're probably decently clean. You know what I mean? But I got a raspy voice, so I don't know. My pancreas, well, got a family condition of pancreatic cancer, so assholes clenched there. Kidneys, I got a lot of UTIs growing up, so I don't know. I mean, I think they filter fine. And then heart, you know, knock on wood, I'm hoping we're good. But you never know. I do think I have a heart of gold, and it's filled with the light of the Lord, so I could donate that. Regardless, though, I'm not giving you shit for 3 days off to go to Myrtle Beach. Okay, I'll fucking quit before that. I mean, this just goes to show we're living in the rat race. And I'm not anti-making money. I'm not that. I'm not anti-working hard. You know, I think some of these younger kids got to strap on their rollerblades and head to Sonic. And if you don't know what I'm referencing, back in my day, when you went to Sonic, which was the fast food place, kids were out on rollerblades. And they would, you know, sprint to your car. And I had watched a bitch completely wipe out on the hood of my mom's black Saab, and I had a strawberry milkshake go right across the windshield. And I got out of the car to help the young girl, and I was laughing so hard I couldn't catch my breath. But you know what I mean? Back in my day, back in like the hard 90s, early 2000s, we worked. I've had a million internships. I have worked for nothing. I have done comedy shows for free for 90% of my life. I am very grateful that I do now get a paycheck from that. But regardless, and all these kids nowadays, they don't understand how to work hard. But we also, on the other end of it, I think our generation, you know what I'm talking about, millennials. And I know I've got young gals that listen to me and older gals. I think the millennials, we feel a little scorned, a little bitter, because we've worked really hard and then hit like 7 recessions. But either way, I'm not giving you my small bowel for 3 days off to hit a Carnival cruise. I'm not doing it. That's insane. How did we get here? You know what I mean? How did we get here? This is a good reminder. Before you give an organ up, take that 20 minutes for yourself, hit the open road, maybe go down to a Publix, get yourself a pub sub. Sit in the car, blast whatever music. I don't care if it's the Allman Brothers, I love. I don't care if it's Janet Jackson, great album. Or you're a Swifty fan, blast that song. Roll the windows down. Maybe put on a pair of gloves. You know what I mean? Put on a pair of gloves. Get that crisp seltzer soda. I don't care what flavor. And you live your life and you cruise, baby, because that's what you need. You need a cruise. you need a cruise. You need a cruise on that open road and take 10 for yourself before you are considering giving up your liver for a couple days off. Unbelievable. I mean, whatever just happened to, you know, a wellness day. Unreal. Now I got to take PT. I got to give you my fucking pancreas for some PTO. I'll show you some PTO. I'll take a doodle on your desk, sir. You know what I mean? I'll take a doodle on your desk. You want me to donate my small bowel so I can go on a cruise with my husband who's going to bitch the entire time that the casinos are full? I'll take a doodle on your desk first, sir. Unreal. Welcome to America, baby. Meanwhile, you go over to France for the summer and, you know, you better, the only way you're getting your luggage is if you wore 15 t-shirts on the flight. Because the baggage handler's like, we're on vacation. We're on strike. We're out. Deuces. Lights out. They're all on the tarmac smoking a cigarette. Air traffic control. Planes are just gliding into each other because everybody's just outside smoking a cigarette, eating a baguette, eating some fromage. And I don't blame them. We got to find the healthy balance. There's got to be somewhere in the middle. Meanwhile, I'm shaking my tits for cash on the road, fighting for my life at the Memphis airport. You know what? Finding that 20 minutes, hitting an ATM, maybe we all just need to drive to the ATM, take 20, feel like we're alive again, feel that wind in our hair, that cold, hard cash in our hands, and you reach out your leased car that you're making steady payments on, and you just give your neighbor the shocker. You know what I mean? Maybe find a pair of vintage Oakley sunglasses that really wrap around and they're polarized so the sky looks a little bit greener, a little bit bluer, and a little bit pinker. And we remember that sometimes you got to go for the joyride of life so you don't end up giving your boss named Simon your fucking kidneys. Unbelievable. Y'all, we'll be back next week with the Absolutely Not Podcast. I love you. I mean it. Hey, get your tickets at heatherontour.com. I will see you this weekend in Seattle, Portland, Vancouver, Canada. Then we're going to Pittsburgh, which I'm pretty sure is a completely sold out show. We're hitting Red Bank, New Jersey. Then we're hitting Dallas. I've got like three shows in Dallas. And we've got a lot more cities. I can't think off the top of my head. But we are going to be on the road steadily. No stops. No sleep till Brooklyn. But in the meantime, between time, take care of yourselves. Remember, go for that joyride of life, because if you got to take 10 minutes for yourself, it's better than donating your liver and lungs. Hope you're doing well. I love you. I mean it. I'll see you out on the road on the comeback tour. And I'm going to be working on my boondoggles tonight. So get excited for some tchotchkes. Love you. Mean it. Arrivederci. Ciao, bella. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.